It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent a burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's Ring. ring.com/WSJ.
What kind of week should we expect on Wall Street? What should you watch? Thoughts from the chief investment strategist at PNC Asset Management Group. Next.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Financial insights that help you get ahead.
I'm John Wardock, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. And joining me is Bill Stone. He is the chief investment strategist at PNC Asset Management Group. He joins us at the opening bell on Monday. So, Bill, what should we expect for the week ahead? And I ask that knowing quite well that Janet Yellen gets in her car and goes up to Capitol Hill on Wednesday and Thursday. I don't think she drives, but I'm sure she'll have a driver, but she's heading to Congress to give an update on the economy.
Yeah, and I think that will be interesting for the markets in the sense that, the markets have priced in, not even one full rate hike now at the moment out of the futures. But that being said, I suspect she'll try and be relatively cagey in terms of what she says because really the January meeting just ended. She's not going to want to take March completely off the table here, even though, really the market and to be honest, our house view is March is now not going to happen in terms of a hike. But the market will be listening for that. I suspect she may give a nod to, market conditions, having done some tightening already.
If March is not on the table anymore, are we talking April or June now for a potential Fed rate hike?
We're on our forecast is calling for June and December now.
Wow. So only two and well off in the distance.
Exactly. I mean, we originally came into the year thinking three. Like I said, even two seems to be, a bit of a neck sticking out in the sense of at least what the market, futures market is pricing in. But it's, we always say you got to caution. It's early in the year. If in fact, the economy shows a little bit of strength here, as we think it will eventually, then, those come back around again.
Earnings so far, have you been satisfied? And I ask that, we have Coca-Cola this week, we have Wendy's, Pepsi, Tesla. Have you been satisfied with what you're seeing on the earnings picture so far?
I guess it's hard, when you say that satisfied is a tough word around these earnings because it really is kind of this, a bit of a tale of two cities. So anything energy or commodities related is just horrendous, energy earnings down close to 75% year over year. So the headline doesn't look too good, right? And you've got earnings probably going to be down close to 4% year over year. But ex-energy, actually, we is looking pretty good. So looks like we're going to come in at the moment anyway up a little bit over 2% year over year. So not a great number, but not the kind of headline, I don't want to call it a disaster, but not an outright earnings recession that it seems to indicate. So I am satisfied in the sense that, those not totally impacted by this commodity and oil sell-off are performing pretty well.
Oil, speaking of energy, currently trading right around $30 a barrel as we speak. What is next, $20 oil or $40 oil?
Can I just answer a different question and say, when we were talking, when we started talking about what you need to watch this week, it seems like to predict what the market is going to do in the day is you just look at what oil is doing. If it's down, you could pretty much rest assured over the last, few weeks that the market will be down and vice versa. To be honest, I don't know. I can say longer term, we do expect oil to find, some sort of stability. We are in the camp of lower for longer. It's just a question of, how low we go before we, kind of come back up into that, let's call it 30s to 50s or 40s to 50s kind of range.
What is the problem with oil going down and facing downward pressure? You would think that would be a positive given it would lower gas prices and potentially put more money in the pockets of consumers.
So I get down to it, and I will say at the end, it is a net positive for the United States and for much of the globe. The net consumers like China, Europe, Japan. The difference, I think, is I'll do two things. You know, one is most all of us grew up in a period when low oil prices were a signal that demand was weak, and that meant economies were weak. I would say the times have changed because, you know, the U.S. has become a huge swing supplier of energy products with our renaissance here. So I think, you know, I do think the market struggled with what the low oil price means, because it is different, I think, than the past, and rarely do we ever say that. That's one. The second part is there is more pain than there used to be in terms of that net. So it used to be a much bigger net positive. Now it's because we do have that production here in the U.S., you see it showing up, right? You see it in high yield spreads because corporations, energy corporations that are tied to the price are suffering. You see it out there in earnings. You know, I talked about the headline earnings, those kind of things that certainly show up, at least in the short run, as pain that I think we get through. But the net is still there, and that should continue to support consumers.
And speaking of consumers, at the end of the week, we get a read on consumer sentiment. We also get an update on retail sales for January. Your expectations for those?
Yeah, it looks like, you know, consumer sentiment has held up quite well. I think, you know, you talked about it earlier in terms of, you know, gasoline prices remaining low because of the low oil prices. That is usually a heavy-duty influence on consumer confidence, gasoline prices. So I expect that will continue to look pretty good. Retail sales, it looks like we're going to get it bounced back around in January. And doesn't, you know, not necessarily a very strong number, but still a pretty good one. And I think even if you go back to fourth quarter GDP, that was a weak number. Underneath there was a pretty good consumer. So, the consumer remains maybe not as strong as some would like, but remains still a strong part of this economy.
He's Bill Stone, Chief Investment Strategist at PNC Asset Management Group, joining us to help preview the week ahead for investors. Bill, thank you very much.
Thanks.
And keep in mind, you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts or follow me at John Wardock. This has been Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy our shows on your device. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Deezer, Spotify, and at WSJ.com/podcasts.